Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Buried, grab by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando, and along with me is the OG co-host of Pass the Mic, Theo Mike, or better known as Michael Saris.
What's up, Enzo?
How you doing?
The OG, nice.
You're the OG. You're the one that started it all.
Yeah.
Me and you.
That's right.
We're down here in your basement. Pretty
cool
setup.
This is like Pass the Mic headquarters,
yeah.
3.0, right? Or 2.0?
Well,
because we had...
2.0 was temporary.
2.0 was temporary, down in your basement, back in Broadview Heights. But yeah, so yeah,
3.0.
Mm-hmm.
No, pretty cool setup we got so far down here, other than we don't have a couch.
Couch I just bought yesterday, actually.
You bought a congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
You got couch.
Bought it from Our House Loft. Maybe they can be one of our sponsors. And unfortunately, they don't deliver anymore, so I've got to figure out a way to get it down.
Don't?
Here. No.
That is strange. Like, you would expect, like, buying furniture, they deliver.
It's their loft, their warehouse, but that's where I got my other couch upstairs, and that was 7 years ago, and they delivered that. So I don't know. So who knows? Got to figure it out. So
maybe it's like a whole COVID thing or something. I don't know.
It could be, COVID, labor shortage. But I guess they've been doing it for a while. So, anyway, we'll figure it out. But, yeah, bought a couch yesterday.
We got the pool table.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely play some pool right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Play a game. Of course, we got a TV, so you'll probably see us, you know, watching some games with them sometimes down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, hey, you're getting it just in time for the Super Bowl, too.
I know.
He's got the perfect Super Bowl setup.
I do.
This man.
Yeah. And more importantly, what do we have over there?
Oh, yeah. The Pass the Mic.
Pass the Mic swag.
Pass the Mic banner. Go right behind us.
The fat head, yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good to be back.
It is good to be back. And speaking of football, the NFL divisional round happened over the weekend, and what a crazy weekend it was.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start out with the first game, Bengals versus Titans. And, you know, it was just amazing how the Bengals were able to win it. And it was mainly due to their defense. But Joe Burrow played great, despite getting sacked 9 times, which is very impressive. If this happened to any other quarterback in the league, they wouldn't have won. But Burrow's defense is able to keep in with the Titans, able to pick off Ryan Tannehill 3 times in that game.
Yep.
One of them for a pick 6.
Yep. I mean, Burrow didn't throw for any TDs. He did play, threw for almost 350 yards. And, basically the Bengals dared Tannehill to beat him. I mean, they stacked the box. They kept Derrick Henry to 62 yards, on 20 carries.
I mean, Henry was just coming back, so
yeah.
You weren't expecting him to be as dominant as he was before.
Yeah, I mean, he was healthy, but they were stuffing it. They were stuffing up the holes. I mean, I think his biggest carry was like 13 yards, but they had, it's only three yards a carry. And, Tannehill had, the first pass of the game was interception, right? First pass of the game was interception.
Yes.
That turned into a field goal, and then I think... I can't remember if they had a pick 6. Let me look here. I don't think they did. No, but they had the one tip. I know they had a tip, I think, that eventually turned into a touchdown. So Yeah, the Bengals played great, and they have a hell of a kicker, and it came down to a field goal.
Yeah, I mean, at the end, the Tennessee was driving down, and then Tannehill threw that interception and set up the Bengals in a field goal range, and who would have thought they would be moving on to the AFC Championship game? I would have not thought that in the beginning of the year.
I don't think anybody did. You know, I think everybody looked at the division, said, oh, you know, the Browns are stacked, it's going to be their year, Ravens are tough, you know, Steelers are always there. Bengals are young, good quarterback, but if anybody would have said which AFC team would have gone the farthest in the playoffs early in the year, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have said the Bengals, probably. I just think they had, you know, too much room to grow on the defensive side. But they had some good players. I mean, Chase is a great player. Burrow, they got great connection. So, yeah, we'll see. No one's going to be counting them this weekend.
I know. They have a good wide receiving core. I mean, their defense played, I don't know, one of their best games. And just, you see the only issue with the Bengals. It's they need to draft an O-lineman when it comes to the offseason. I mean, that's their biggest hole right now. And that's going to be tough in their upcoming matchup against Kansas City this weekend. But moving on from that one, going into 49ers versus Packers. And, I mean, all I got to say, the Packers had one good drive to start out. Ended up with a fumble, and you really didn't see much scoring in this one at all. It was pretty low scoring, a lot of punts, and of course the Packers special teams really screwing them over in this game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, San Francisco didn't score an offensive TD.
They didn't.
And they won the game. You know,
Jimmy G only passed for 19. He only had 19 attempts for 131 yards the whole game, and an interception too.
Yeah, I mean, he had a 57 quarterback rating. I mean, the Packers scored in their opening drive, if I'm remembering
they did,
correctly.
They did.
Yeah, they came right down. It feels like 7-0, and it stayed that way until the third quarter. You know, it was a 7-0 lead, right? I mean, it was 7-0 until the third quarter. So you just felt, okay, it's a matter of time that, the Packers are going to put it away. And then they got up on top 10-3, and you're just like, all right, is that going to be enough? And then, a couple of, obviously the block punt was huge. And then, I mean, just they couldn't do anything. I mean, you got to give credit to the Packers D and their defensive coordinator. And Kyle Shanahan, too. I mean, he's this is his second gig as a head coach, right? He down in Atlanta?
Yes. This is his first head coaching gig,
right? No, he was an offensive coordinator in Atlanta, right?
Yes, he was head offensive coordinator in Atlanta, Cleveland, and Washington.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, there's gotta be something to say about that. And here's another guy that we had, on our staff with Pettine. I think he was under Pettine.
Yeah, he was under Pettine, but he just never got along with the coaching and management decision. He wasn't a fan of Manziel, who was the quarterback. The owner was pushing them to go in, and the GM, and he's like, no, he knew Manziel was not going to work out.
That should have been, someone should have saw through that and been like, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about.
But no, Jimmy Haslam and Ray Farmer did not.
No. But anyway, the 49ers played... 49ers played really well, and I think they'll, I think they'll give the Rams a tough test coming up. Everybody who was, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of Garoppolo. I mean, he got the win, but I just, I don't know. I think there's, we'll see. I mean, but I'm not a big fan of his, but he does enough to get the win.
I mean, that's pretty much what Garoppolo is. I mean, I wouldn't say he's your franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, he's mostly known as the pretty boy quarterback. Does what he needs to do. I mean, he's not great. He makes those mistakes. He has those interceptions.
Why is he a pretty boy quarterback?
He's gone out with some, gorgeous woman. And
stuff. Oh, really? Who's that?
One of them was a porn star, actually.
Oh, whoa.
Might have been a one-night stand.
Whoa. Breaking news. What's up with that?
Hey, quarterback.
Well, he's a good-looking guy. Yeah. I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Quarterback, it's under the Belichick system for so long as Brady's backup. played mm-hmm. a couple games there. Then
what to, is this his 49ers. Third year here? Do you know? Let me see. What is it? Is it his?
I mean, he felt like he's been with the 49ers for quite some time, but he was always like hurt. And then that 2019 season, he was like fully healthy, and they had that good offense, and they made it to
the Super Bowl. So he was drafted in 2014. And how many years was he with the Patriots?
It had been 4 years, like 2017.
So 19, 20, 21. So this might be his fourth year, you're thinking?
Oh, San Francisco? It has to be.
Yeah, we could look that up.
Yeah, 2017, he was with five seasons.
Five seasons, really? Okay. Wow. Check that out. Okay.
30 years old, too, I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But moving on to the 49ers.
That's it. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. 49ers opponent, they're going to take on the Rams as they beat the Buccaneers in the divisional round, and in a game we all thought was pretty much over, and then some miracle comeback by Tom Brady at the end, where I did not, no one saw that coming, because the Rams dominated this whole game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Rams kind of gave it to him a little bit. You know, there was a big fumble down late down straight. You know, I mean, they
had a fumble in the end of the third quarter, and then
mm-hmm.
they fumbled again. First the Buccaneers fumbled, then the Rams fumbled again, and then it gave Tampa another opportunity, and then they had another fumble.
Yeah, I mean they had that one which wasn't a it was a fumble. It went off his hands. He caught it. I guess he caught it and fumbled it. So they have, because looking here, Stafford didn't have any interceptions, so that was a fumble. But they did have, yeah, they did have four fumbles. I mean, they had four fumbles in the game that they lost all of them. So, you know, turnovers play a huge part. And, you know, I think they outplayed the Buccaneers completely. You know, just gave them some opportunities late. You can't do that with Tom Brady, and he hit. Who'd he hit for that touchdown late?
That was Mike Evans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much his only receiver right now.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but Stafford played a great game. I mean,
Stafford played great. Cooper Kupp played great.
Mm-hmm.
183 yards for 9 receptions and a touchdown. He put up great numbers right there.
Yep. But, yeah, Stafford hit a couple of big throws to him late that, you know, obviously the one that was that put him in the field goal range was pretty amazing.
I mean, and their defense was able to held up the Buccaneers up until like the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, as long as they don't have that type of collapse against the 49ers, you could be seeing another team host the Super Bowl in their own stadium.
Oh, that's right. It's in SoFi, huh?
It's in LA.
Wow. Boy, that would be wild. Yeah.
And before we move on to the Bills and the Chiefs, was this Brady's last time playing? He's 44.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what does a guy, you know, what does the guy have to play for? I mean, he's kind of, you know, reached the summit, done it all. He's got the supermodel wife, plenty of money. But I think he loves a competition. So my prediction is that he will come back for one more year.
He will?
Yeah. Why not?
Might, but then like,
he's not really, you know, injured per se. I mean, I'm sure he's, you know, gets hit in the season, but yeah, I don't see why not. I don't see why he won't come back.
I just think you just gotta see where he is. I mean, mm-hmm. is he healthy enough to go one more year? Is the Buccaneers gonna put out that time to have him go for that eighth ring? I think they still got the most talented roster in the league. One of them.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, what they're doing with Fournette sort of fits in with what, you know, what Brady can do. I mean, he's not hindering them, I don't think. I mean, he didn't have a great game. He didn't have a great game by far. He missed a lot of throws.
He had an interception.
Yeah, but, you know, he still was able to rally them a little bit late, although, you know, a lot of it was, you know, gift wrap for him. Goodman, putting him in good field position, stuff like that. I mean, the guy can't, you know, he's not going to be a Mahomes or Josh Allen. Obviously, he never was scrambling around. So, I don't know. I can see him coming back.
Yeah, but you don't see Aaron Rodgers ever going back to the Packers again after that game.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. The Packers have got, like, a ton of financial issues.
That's what happens when you have shareholders owning your team.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, just I'm talking about cap. They're like way over the cap, and I don't know. I saw some number. I don't know. So it's like in like 30, 40, 50 million or something. So they've got a lot of issues, like who they can franchise. Davante Adams.
I don't think Adams wants to stay either.
So yeah, we'll see. So, I'm sure the internet and the media will be all over it.
Yep. All right, finishing off the NFL divisional round with the best game of the weekend, the Bills versus the Chiefs, in just an unbelievable battle between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. You know, this game kept you on your seat, and you know, just the ending, just the result I really did not want to see. I mean, Kansas City's turning into, I guess, the Patriots, kind of, as them always being in the AFC Championship game.
I think this is five straight years now? It was four. It's either
2018, 19, it's going to be four.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a really exciting fourth quarter, obviously. I mean, 28 points were scored in the fourth quarter. 28 points. In the fourth quarter alone. Crazy. You know, back and forth. I mean, Allen made some great play. I mean, you know, the touchdowns I didn't think were... I mean, the one really wasn't all that great. I mean, the guy fell down. I mean, he was wide open. I thought the one receiver, what's his name, was going to drop it. When he made the move and the one defensive back fell down, he was wide open and he threw it right at him.
Yeah, the... Gabriel Davis.
Gabriel Davis. Yeah,
he had all the touchdowns receiving.
I know, but that one I thought like he was almost so wide open, yeah. he was gonna drop it. But I mean, Allen put it right on him both times. That huge. What was the other one? Was 4th and 14 they scored on, right?
Yeah.
And he made some great. He made a great. Allen made a great fourth down run where he scrambled out and got the first down. I can't remember which drive that was. If it was the, I don't think it was the last. I think it was the second to last touchdown that they had. Yeah, he made a really nice drive.
Yeah, that was the second to last.
Yep.
It was like after a 2-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
Made that amazing touchdown with Gabriel Davis, and then was able to do it again at the very end, and then only gave the Chiefs 13 seconds on the clock. But yet, Patrick Mahomes found a way to get the ball to Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and get him in the field goal range and have it go into overtime. I mean, I just couldn't believe that. Like, 13 seconds in a game.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were debating that. I mean, that's, 13 seconds to go 40 yards. You gotta give the credit. I mean, first of all, I felt they should have squibbed it. A lot of people, you know, easy to armchair quarterback next day. But I didn't understand why they sent it deep. At the worst, I think a squib would 2 seconds. So that even takes them to 11. And to get two plays in 11 seconds probably wouldn't happen. The whole time I was watching, I'm like, all right, they're going to probably, you know, maybe get one and try and get to midfield and heave it. You know, heave it for a Hail Mary. I never thought that they would, you know, get two plays and be able to... be able to call timeout and get it. But, you know, look at that. There's got to be something said for clock management, okay? Andy Reid used to get beat up by the Philadelphia fans for clock management back then, I mean, all the time. And that has changed, man. Both those coaches, they all had their timeouts late in the game. How many times, you know, not that we want to make this about the Browns, but we are in Cleveland. How many times this year could the Browns have had an extra timeout, you know, down the stretch? I mean, we had so many pre-snap penalties, so many times where, you know, you're getting close to a delayed game, you got to call timeout, and both those teams, man, I mean, they do a good job getting their plays in. The quarterback knows what's going on. And that was a key. You can't take that away. They had three timeouts. So that helped. You know, if they had one, you know, again, I mean, it's the chances of, again, getting down 40 yards in 13 seconds, slim and none. But, you know, that having that one, having some timeouts helped.
Yeah, it did.
For sure. I mean, but yeah, it's you gotta feel for the Buffalo fans. I mean, that's, you know, rip their hearts out. I mean, I thought they got it. I thought they had it. I mean,
that's what I.
On top of the fact that they got the 2-point conversion too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have lost. They would have lost in, you know, with the field goal. At least it went to overtime. And then you have all these people. Yeah, everybody. Oh, the overtime rules. The overtime rules got to change. We got to change them. You know. Stop the team. Stop the team in regulation. All you have to do is make a play.
Yeah.
I mean, they Tyreek Hill, little dump off. He scored. I mean, what was the? He got to the. He got us 20. He almost got 25 yards in the first.
He got 19 yards. On
19 yards in the first play, and then how do you not guard Tyreek Hill and Kelce? And what I didn't understand, why would they, if they were, I didn't. You know, again, I got to go back. I'd like to go back and watch, but I mean, was Kansas City guarding the sidelines? Why would they guard the sidelines? They had timeouts. I wouldn't guard the sidelines. You know, I think I heard somebody say that today. They were, I'm like, why would you be guarding the sidelines? They have three timeouts. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, that's tough. I don't know what that'll be, Carver. You know, we have the drive here in Cleveland. What are they going to call that in Buffalo? The 13? You know, what would they call that?
The overtime. I mean, they got the four Super Bowl loss in the 90s, which really hurt them. And then,
yeah, you know, and there's questions on, you know, if they're more, you know, beaten up, you know, ravaged franchise. I mean, hell, they got the Super Bowl four straight times. We still haven't gotten to one.
No.
So.
I mean, we're like on the same level, both these franchises.
No, I'd say we're behind. I mean, because we've never gotten a Super Bowl. And they've been there in, you know, four times. So. And they've been in the playoffs way more recently than us. So. They won their division.
Yep, we haven't won a division since the 80s.
Mm-hmm. They won a playoff game this year. They won a playoff game last year. So, you know, I think it's more skewed towards our way. But, you know, everybody talks about what's fresh in their mind. And that was a hell of a game yesterday. I mean, great game. Great football game.
Great game. It's just overtime rules in the NFL. I'm not the biggest fan of. I mean, I like the way they do it in college. I think it's better.
I mean, they changed because it a little bit.
Yeah.
They changed it a little bit now because, you know, before they used to just get the coin. And then, I mean, they could kick a field goal in the game. But over now, at least they make them score a touchdown.
If you just score a touchdown, like, all right, you still don't get a chance. And that's what really screwed over the Bills.
No, what screwed over the Bills is that they let them get to overtime. That's what screwed over the Bills. Their defense was gassed. What are you going to do? Don't let them get to it. You have 13 seconds. So that's why they lost, not because they got to overtime. They made all the plays. I mean, yeah, I mean, you could debate it all you want. I mean, if Josh Allen had a chance, you know what I mean? You know, if they played it like college, they might, you know, might have gone to seven overtimes. Who knows? No one was stopping those guys. They were unbelievable. You know, and it's surprising because the NFL loves money.
Yes.
Okay. So if you do what, like the college, you're going to have, okay, start at 25, score, what is it, 1-2, and then they have to force them to go for two, or then they go for 2 points.
I think like at the
there's more timeouts, more TV timeouts, more commercials, more money, you know. So, anyway.
I mean, good to suggest for the NFL, try the college way. You know, more money. Who doesn't love money more than the NFL?
Mm-hmm. Right on.
All
right,
but enough of the NFL. Divisional, conference championship weekend.
Enough of the NFL. Who you like next week, man?
Okay, we're getting into the conference championship for preview.
Oh.
I kind of worded that a little funny. Because it's like we're kind of coming to the end of the segment.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What? Bengals, Chiefs. I mean, the Bengals are a team I'm riding with now. I mean, the Bills, I was going with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully they would make it to Super Bowl, but now it's like I got to ride with the Bengals. I mean, it's like, I know the Chiefs are really good and everything, but you're kind of like, I'm sick and tired of seeing this team. Like, you're just kind of having enough. And I mean, I respect Patrick Mahomes on how great he is and the talent he has around him, but it's like, I want to see if Cincinnati can put up a good fight against them like they did to win the division in week 17 against them. Because that was
so that's who you're rooting for. Who do you think is going to win?
I still think Cincinnati. When they were able to be in the regular season, I know that was at home.
Breaking news. All right.
That's who I would go with in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll pull for the Bengals. I think the Chiefs are gonna. The Chiefs are rolling. Their defense is playing pretty well, and you know, we'll see. But you know, don't sleep on Joe Burrow. Should be a good game.
In the NFC Championship game, 49ers Rams. I was just what I saw from the Rams against the Buccaneers. I think they got this game. I mean, the 49ers, their games have been low scoring and everything. I mean, good defense if they're able to hold Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Odell Beckham Jr. It could be that close, but I have a feeling it's going to be the Rams really taking this game.
Yeah, I see the Rams just better quarterback play, better running back. I mean, San Francisco's kind of, their defense has been keeping with things, but I think there's going to be too much firepower from the Rams. So
yeah, the Rams defense too. I mean, they got Aaron Donald, they got Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller's on their defense too. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty stacked game. Defense.
Yeah, they're good. They're stacked. Yep.
All right, so that was our NFL Championship Weekend predictions. Now moving on, we're going to talk some Cavaliers basketball. They're coming off a win over the Thunder on Saturday. The final score of that one was Cavs 94, Thunder 87. A bit of an ugly game. Kevin Love got into a bit of like a, got heated between one of the Thunder players, Lou Dort was the guy, but other than that,
yeah, I mean, he gave him a, you know, he swung his elbows at him, and Kevin didn't, you know, I didn't think it was
I didn't think
it was too dirty, but the guy, he was swinging, and then, you know, Kevin went in. So yeah, it was a bit, he gave him a flagrant two, got ejected, but yeah, Cavs, I mean, good to see them holding opponent under, you know, 100 points again. They held an 87. That's where the Cavs have, that's where their bread is buttered, man, on the defensive side. You know, losing Lowry Markkanen, bad sprained ankle, probably going to be out 3 or 4 weeks. So, Cavs still dealing with, you know, tons of injuries. But, Garland's still shining. I mean, he's still been having a phenomenal year. Jared Allen, so hopefully they can keep rolling tonight against the Knicks.
Yeah, hopefully. I think that'll be a good one. And what is something that you like from this Cavs team this year compared to the other years we were good with LeBron?
They're more fun to watch. They're way more fun to watch. I mean, especially regular season. Looks like Kevin Love has really embraced these young guys, embraced his reserve role. They play D. They move the ball. I mean, the Cavs with LeBron were boring. LeBron would stand up top, pound the ball, let the shot clock run down. I mean, these guys move it, get everybody involved, love to rebound, love to kick it out. I mean, there's just so many more things to love. So, and it's all organic, and, you know, it's not LeBron and just going and getting a bunch of, you know, his buddy and veterans on the team. I mean, they've got a nice nucleus. So, defensive-minded, sharing the ball. I like Bickerstaff. Yeah, that's what I like about him.
Like, I mean, you've told me it kind of reminds me of the late 80s, early 90s with Mark Price, Brad Doherty,
Craig Elo, Larry Nance, Hot Rod Williams. Yeah, those were good teams. Well coached, played great defense, shared the ball, and were competitive. And so was this Cavs team. So, hey, hopefully keep it going. Hopefully we can get healthy and don't have any more injuries. Yes. I mean,
they got the Knicks tonight, then the Bucks, then they got the Pistons, then the Pelicans. I mean, Knicks and Bucks, I would say, they're going to be tough opponents, especially the Bucks. And then coming up after that, they got the Rockets. And I mean, their schedule is not that hard before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, they're only two games out of first, you know. But, I mean, everybody's bunched up. I mean, if the Cavs lose 3 games in a row, they'll fall out of the, you know, they'll fall out of the playoff picture. So it's all, I mean, everybody's, the top 7 teams are separated by a game and a half, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, the East is very competitive, the East, when compared to the West. It's just very strange seeing that, because it used to always be the West was the most competitive conference, and then the East was always 2 or 3 teams running it. Now it's the complete opposite.
Yeah. But they're fun to watch. Looking forward to checking them out tonight.
All right. We'll definitely watch the Caps tonight. And with that, it is now time for...
What are you doing, Drunky?
Drunky of the week.
Yeah.
The Omega, I'm going to let you go ahead. Who is your drunky?
You know, mine's going to be the MLB and the MLPA. We're in day 54 of the lockout, and no end in sight. So that's my drunk. I guess they met today, and they're supposed to meet tomorrow, but we'll see. This isn't looking good for the long term.
Even from what I read today, really nothing got done.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like this is going to go on for quite some time. I mean, you know, February's coming up. I doubt pitchers and catchers are going to report. I doubt spring training's even going to happen on time.
No.
I have a feeling opening day is going to get pushed back, which I'm actually okay for opening day being pushed back. I just feel like the MLB season's too long.
Yeah.
I mean, especially having March 31st. March 31st in Cleveland, Ohio, we'll still have snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You just look at the weather up in these northern cities. Like, you really need to have the season start that early? Like, and 162 is, it's just so long to just keep up with. I mean, the NBA is only 82 games, which isn't bad. I mean, 162 is almost quadruple that.
Right.
So you're like, hey, I wouldn't mind having this start mid-April or even May. But who knows how things are going to go in the next couple months. Are they really going to get stuff done? I mean... Is there going to be an MLB season 2022?
Yeah.
I mean, baseball's in a hot seat. I mean, just look at the way the NBA and the NFL dominate the sports market. And if there's no baseball April, May, what's going on? The NBA and the NHL playoffs. So they're going to get more coverage. And baseball's just going to lose more audience like they have been the past couple of years, which isn't good for the game.
No, because it's an older audience that sort of gravitates toward it. You know, like myself being older, and I like baseball. But who knows? I mean, I don't see it. You know, I don't see it starting on time, and until they get a deal done, everything's on hold. So,
what are you doing, Drunky?
Hey, good Drunky, and my Drunky of the week. I'm going to have to go with the Green Bay Packers. Special teams, they were the reasons why I lost the game on that block punt. You've actually kind of seen throughout the year they had miscommunication on kickoffs a couple times. I mean, it cost them a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. I mean, just, you know, special teams really being a very important part of the game of football, and it's something... You know, they really, you got to execute that. And I mean, having block punts, not communicating on kick returns. I mean, it happened to a lot of them this time. It happened to them against the Vikings earlier. It happened to them against the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just something Green Bay needs to work on. It really cost them this season. I mean, hey,
that was the game. I mean, San Francisco was not moving the ball at all. They scored no offensive touchdowns, and you know that obviously was a huge play because it not only blocked the punt, the ball was up in the air, nobody knew where it was, and then when it came down, they just walked into the end zone. So, you know, yeah, they beat Green Bay without scoring an offensive touchdown. So, yeah, good drunkie there for the special teams.
Yep. All right, folks, that is the end of this episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. Remember to follow us on Twitter at pass_the_mic_. Then Instagram and Facebook at Pass the Mic Sports Talk. Remember, you can always listen to our episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and the Anchor app. Always free. So with that, we are signing off. We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party! Kick it! You wake up late for school, man. You-
fight!